We are In Radio.
Hello, you are listening to In Radio. My name is Emma Bradshaw. I am the Membership and Communications Officer at the SRA. And today we're heading down to the southwest to the University of Gloucestershire to Tone Radio, where we're going to be listening to Gloucestone Berry, which is Tone Radio's annual French fundraiser. So let's have a listen to what it's all about.
You are listening to Tone Radio.
Ah, bonjour, comment ça va? I am Jean Pinot, and this is my friend Pierre.
Hello.
Hello, Pierre.
We have been drafted in to tell you about what is going on with Gloucestone Berry. Apparently, Roby has better things to do than tell you about this himself, huh?
Aye, he is ignorant, lazy English peak dog.
I could not agree more. Anyway, what you need to know is Gloucestone Berry is going to be a fantastic event with live music,
great videos,
and sexy people milling around all over the place. It will be held at the Frog and Fiddle in Cheltenham Town, which I'm reliably informed sells frog's legs.
And snails.
Yes, yes, Pierre, you will get your snails.
So, Gloucestone Berry has been running since 2009. This is actually its eighth year so far. There's 18 acts that went on over the whole weekend, and there were two stages, and 2016 was their biggest year so far. Tone Radio runs the whole event, from booking acts to manning the box office, sound-checking artists and protecting the venue, which I'm sure is the most fun job of all of them. And it takes its feed from the barn stage and plays it live, broadcasting exclusive interviews, music and discussion in between the sets all day. The first bit of music we're going to listen to from Gloucestone Berry is from Katie Collins.
And I know you'll be the death of me, at least you'll both be get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. At least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. I know, this I know. He told me don't worry about it. He told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go. But I love it, and I know he'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be known. He'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. The misery was necessary when we were deep in love. I know, this I know. He told me don't worry about it. He told me don't worry.
Listening to Glossy the Goat,
yeah.
Beth, and of course Katie Collins.
Hey.
And you're going to do quick fire questions now, aren't you,
yeah,
Glossy?
I've got quick fire questions. I've written these myself, and they're questions that I really want to know the answers to. If you can answer as quick as possible. Like.
So if I just sit here and say nothing?
Huh?
If I just sit here and just say nothing?
No. Okay. Are you ready?
No.
Let's go. Okay. Burger or pizza?
Pizza.
Favourite place?
Italy.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Write a song right now. Right now. I love it. One thing you can't live without.
Guitar.
What do you dream about?
Sheep.
What's the best thing right now?
Best thing right now?
Yeah, best thing.
Pizza.
What's the worst thing right now?
You.
If you could go to any point in history, where would you go?
1920s.
What's your favourite superhero?
Batman.
Most embarrassing moment?
Every day.
How long does it take you to decide what to wear?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, that's long. Converse or Vans?
Converse.
Hat or no hat?
No hat.
Soap?
Yes.
Favourite season?
Spring.
What phone do you have?
Samsung.
Early riser or lions?
Lions.
What's a hobby that you want to take up?
Surfing.
Snog, marry, avoid. Beth, Glossy and Tom Clark.
Yeah, I tried to cross that one out.
Snog, marry, avoid.
Oh, what? Favourite dance move?
Chicken.
What's your celeb crush?
Channing Tatum.
What's your same-sex celeb crush? Everyone has one.
Emma Watson.
Acoustic or electric guitar?
Acoustic.
Favourite variety of chair?
A spinny one.
Cinema or theatre?
Cinema.
What's your favourite word?
Plunk.
Kanye for president?
No.
Goats or sheep?
Sheep.
Oh wow, really? And sum up Tone Radio in one word.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There we go, she's done it.
30 questions in I don't know how long.
No, nor do I, wasn't timing it.
That's all my questions.
Anyway, yes, we're going to put another song and then you're going to do a duet.
Oh, yes,
which
it's
reveal...
It's the Goat National Anthem. That's a clue.
And now we're going to have something very special, I think, is the only way to describe it.
Yes. Basically, we're going to sing the chorus of the Goat National Anthem, which is, of course, Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble. So, you know, I haven't practiced my bleating lately, so I might be a little bit rusty.
Do you want to have a quick practice?
Yeah, I'll have a practice.
Yeah, vocal, warm up your vocals.
How was that? Was that okay?
Yeah, that
wasn't as good as Greg. It was nothing on Greg.
Can I just say, I leave for 5 minutes and I come back to screaming presenters.
You can't edit Glossy the Goat.
Shall I count you in?
Oh, God.
Okay.
I will just say for listeners that I have the chords written on my wrist. So I know what to play. Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
So I just start and you do your thing, don't you?
Yeah.
And you just try not to laugh.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now, threw me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Mare! Glossy the Goat!
Oh, wow. Okay, that was special. Oh dear.
I'm sorry, I lost it because I was
thinking. We are in radio.
This next piece of music is by Adam Stoner and it's Beside Myself.
Put your body next to mine. Feel the heat burning deep inside. Don't let go with me, stay here with me, cause you never leave my mind. Let your heart fall to your sleep, let yourself run away with me. I will never leave your side, so put your face behind us. About things used to be, I want you to think back to how you up again. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Radio.
I've got it this time.
All the power, all the power in Manhattan, Manhattan. Travel came to my door to take me places never been before. Then I leap into the sky. Such a pity, I just wanna light up. again, the night turns into day.
That last track was by the Forefathers, and coming up now we've got an interview with George Montagu that Tone Radio did.
This is the end of GTB, day one, Friday, and I am here with George Montagu. Hello.
Hello!
And hello to you too. Round of applause. You are an incredibly happy person. It really comes through between the songs when you're getting the audience going and everything. Is that hard work to keep going? Or does it just come naturally?
It comes naturally. There have been, I will be honest, there have been gigs where it's a bit more of an effort. But like tonight was a breeze. It's really easy when the audience is giving you stuff back. I'm just like, yeah, I'll keep talking. I'll keep bouncing around until someone tells me to play the next song, which is often the best heckle, because then I play the next song.
As heckles go, you know, you got a double encore tonight.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
What do you do to keep the energy and the positivity flowing? What do you do to keep it at maximum levels?
I guess I think about what I would like if I was at a gig. Any gigs that I've been to, and it's kind of like it dwindles and the energy goes down. I'm like, oh, come on, just give it something. You know, everyone wants it. Just do it. And so that's what I do.
Who would you choose to cover your music?
Oh, that's a brilliant question.
Thank you.
That is a really good question. Walk Off the Earth. No question. Walk Off the Earth, definitely.
Yeah? What about them do you love that you think would go well with your music?
Their ingenious way of taking a song on a little journey. I heard someone say that. I was at a gig last night and they said, when they were playing a cover, sort of, we took this song and we took it on a little journey here. And that's, I think they would do that. Any of the covers that I've heard them play, you know, I mean, if you've ever seen them, they do the Gautier's Somebody I Used to Know, five people on a guitar, one guitar, that kind of thing, which is awesome. Any of their stuff that they do is really cool. So I think, I would hope that they would do something quite fun and original and exciting.
Yeah, and what a lovely little turn of phrase as well, taking it on a little journey. I love that. I can quote your Facebook page as saying, you love things with 88 keys and or up to and above 6 strings. You also beatbox, you play the ukulele, you do harmonies and loops. So is the fun of doing your music challenging yourself and trying to one-up yourself constantly? Do you like the complexity?
All the time. That's half the reason why I started doing the whole beatboxing thing. One, because it's quite fun when I'm doing a solo show and it changes it up and makes it a bit different. And it's a bit more exciting than just me on the guitar. And I like to then strip it back as just me on the guitar. And then that's like an occasion.
One question we like to ask here at Tone Radio is, if you could be any animal, but you still had to play all your instruments and sound good on the mic, what animal would you be?
Probably a monkey. Because then I could use my tail. I don't know what is the most agile little monkey, but I think I'd be like one of the tiny ones.
Some sort of capuchin.
Yeah, a capuchin. And then I'd have an extra hand because I have my tail, so I could hit the loops with the hand and I could do that. Oh, yeah. The possibilities would be endless.
That's pretty ingenious. I've heard some weird answers to that, but you've just circumvented the entire question. Fair play to you.
By basically going for a more humanoid. So all you have to do is sing along to this.
nice new shoes, nothing to sing, I keep singing the blues, I'm finding it hard to sleep on my own. All these places and places I've been, where's the line to cue for the sin? Oh, why are we so afraid to be alone? When you feel so lost and you think you'll never find the one, yeah. Just take a deep breath and remember you're not the only one, no. And it's alright, it is okay. There's a smile behind the clouds, reaching to break the air. Yeah. Sound really nice. Are you happy singing that? Stop trying and losing the keys to your life. You don't need to lock up your fears at night. The scariest thing in life is your own. So this is the moment, take it in hand. Oh, throw out the reins, don't hold yourself back. Oh, you will find a way, you already know. When you feel so lost and you think you'll never find the one, yeah. Just take a deep breath and remember you're not the only one, no. And it's alright, it is okay. There's a smile behind the clouds, reaching to break the air, yeah, yeah. Get all in, a smile is waiting, just let it begin, let it shine, let it shine. When you feel so lost and you think you'll never find the one, yeah. Just take a deep breath and remember you're not the only one.
And if you need to drum up a bit of an audience, what better way to do it than this, sort of, yeah.
So you are listening to Glastonbury 2016.
You are indeed.
Live here on Tone Radio, yep. Live from the Frog and Fiddle in Cheltenham. If you're not here, and you can be, why aren't you?
Stop listening on the internet.
Yeah.
Get out into the real
Leave
world.
Leave your houses for once in your life, you sad things.
Get out your mother's basement, put down the Insta noodles. Go and see some live music and get a drink.
This is the thing. This is the great thing so far, right, Jack? This weekend, right? Everyone who's been on air has been like, yeah, you need to come down. It's great music. I think we've taken the right approach and just been aggressive.
Yeah.
Let's just be heavily, heavily aggressive.
Let's border on abusive.
Move out of your houses!
Just get out the front door!
Yeah!
That's it from us then at Glastonbury. I have to say congratulations to the Tone Radio guys. Some of that music was absolutely beautiful, so I really enjoyed that. Coming up next, we've got Sam Spencer, and he's covering SU elections on the SRA show on In Radio.
We are In Radio.